Alliances in the Byzantine Middle East have a lifespan roughly equivalent to how long it takes for ink to dry. In 2013, when the Obama administration invited the Russians into Syria to monitor and control Bashar Assad's use of poison gas, Putin used this occasion to cement an alliance with Iran, the Revolutionary Guard, and Hezbollah. From the standpoint of the parties involved, this alliance made eminent sense. The alliance defeated rebel forces opposed to Assad. Assad's government became a puppet entity controlled by ventriloquists in Moscow and Tehran. The Shia agenda was inserted into Syria, notwithstanding Assad's Alawite tradition, and the Shia quest for an imperium in the area moved on unabated. The Russians, with a modest investment of military assets, reinforced its carrier base in Tartus, built a major airport in Latakia, established a long-term economic development projects in Syria, organized arms deal with Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and supplanted the United States as the strong horse in the region. That said, the alliance is starting to fray at the edges. It was recently reported the Israeli Air Force intercepted Syrian rockets using the Arrow defense battery for the first time. The firing of missiles from Syria, most likely by Hezbollah, toward Israeli aircraft is unusual. Another report found on the website, Yasur, quoted Hezbollah sources as saying the group intends to fire long-range projectiles at the Jewish state from mountain ranges under Shia control on both sides of the Sudan and the Lebanese borders. U.S. officials noted that Iran poses the most significant threat to U.S. Central Command's complex area of responsibility. What these events suggest is that Hezbollah and Iran have goals that may be beyond the scope of Russian interests. It is instructive that on March 7, 2017, the Chief of Staff of the United States, Russia, and Turkish militaries met in Antalya, that is in Turkey, to discuss security problems in Syria and Iraq. Conspicuous in its absence at the meeting was any Iranian presence. In fact, there appears to be evidence of a Russian rapprochement with the United States and Turkey at the expense of Iran. It would seem that Iran's role in Syrian developments is being eliminated or restricted. After all, Russia played its assigned role in the fall of Aleppo and the defeat of the rebels, but it did not sign on to the strategic goals of Iran in the region. A Russian news website, Pravda, indicated Iran is becoming a major problem, first and foremost for Russian interests. Other sources said Iran is an unpredictable partner. Although this stance may be beneficial for the Trump administration, it is best to recall that Russia will not be swept up into the pathologies of the Middle East battles. Iran could also be seen as a bargaining chip in which Russia expects the United States to lift sanctions in return for opposing Iranian-sponsored terrorism. In order to mitigate the risk of miscalculation, an open line of communication among the three states has been established, U.S., Turkey, and Russia. There is little doubt the seemingly benign gesture has the Iranian leadership quite upset. What it will do to counter the emerging démarche remains to be seen, but on one matter there cannot be any doubt. Putin achieved his goal in the East Mediterranean and will not sacrifice their leverage for Iranian imperial goals. That may be good news for the United States, but it is too soon to give a firm thumbs up.